Welcome to the Belfast Men's Health Group's fourth podcast with Councillor Frank McCoubrey, the Lord Mayor of Belfast. Lord Mayor, thanks very much for agreeing to do our wee podcast. This will take probably, 20 minutes or so. We'll see how long it goes. So, Lord Mayor, tell us a wee bit about yourself.
Okay. Probably take more than 20 minutes, but I'll try and keep it as short as I can. I'm 53 years of age. I've been a councillor in Belfast for 24 years, and you've quite rightly said I'm the present Lord Mayor of Belfast. I have five children, three grandchildren, and I've lived in the city all my life, so I have. So 24 years I'm a councillor representing a wee area called the Shankill Road. I'm sure everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. And I waited 24 years to become Lord Mayor, and my luck, I get it in the middle of a pandemic, but that's what it is, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Oh, and I guess, what's it like to be the Lord Mayor?
Well, for 24 years, I seen Lord Mayor after Lord Mayor being installed, and I always dreamt of the day that I would be given that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it happened to me in June of this year. And the only way I can describe it was the next day. It wasn't the normal installation that a Lord Mayor would get. There was no family there because of COVID. There was very little public representatives that had to put the chain on themselves. So it was all a first for the council and a first for me. But the next day, I came into the office. And I just looked out the window of the city hall, and there wasn't a sinner about. Mm-hmm. It was like a ghost town. And I says, "Hi, we going to try and get the city back up and running again." And there was a wee bit of light at that time, at the end of the tunnel. We were coming out of the restrictions, and I said to the staff, we could do two things. We could lock the chain away and wait till this finishes, or we can get out there and start letting people see us visibly on the ground. So we organized a number of walkabouts. We organized a number of visits to retailers in the city of Belfast to see what measures they were putting in place to protect their staff and the customers when they reopened again. And then I wanted to go out and say thank you to the great people of Belfast and the volunteers for all the work they've been doing looking after the needy and the vulnerable during this terrible time. And that's what I've been doing basically this 6 months. When I became Lord Mayor, there's usually a dairy that is filled with prior engagements, and that was just ripped up and thrown out the window. Excuse the pun. We just had to look outside the box. We had to do everything differently. And I wouldn't change it for anything. I've thoroughly enjoyed it my first 6 months, and I intend to enjoy my last 6 months. But that sums it up.
And we, the Belfast Men's Health Group, we have used the City Hall for events in the past. And generally we always invite the Lord Mayor, and sometimes the Lord Mayor turns up and sometimes the Lord Mayor doesn't turn up. But it's because of the dairy, and the our Men's Health Week is always in June, and it's that that period of when the old Lord Mayor is replaced then with the new Lord Mayor. But men's health, not only in Belfast, but really worldwide, it's we're not in great shape. So I guess, Lord Mayor, what could Belfast do, or what could the council do, or what are we doing in Belfast? And I guess you can hear from my voice, I'm a Belfast man too.
Yeah. Well, nobody knows more about health and the effects it can have on you if you don't keep fit and look after yourself than me. I had a heart attack 10 years ago, and thankfully I was put in the good hands of a Dr. Henrotti in the city hospital, who carried out an operation. And one of my biggest issues was smoking. Smoked from when I was a young age, and I knew that I had to kick this habit, and it was the biggest difficulty that I had. And I looked for whatever resources were out there to help me. And every time I lit a cigarette after having my operation, I felt so guilty that they'd put that much work into saving my life, basically. But I beat the habit through help of local pharmacies and whatever, and different nicotine replacement products. Then I developed a severe issue with my mobility, with my spine, and it restricts me to what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love going out walking and activities and whatever, but you know, it's been difficult this last number of years. Mm-hmm. And then put the icing on the cake. This time last year, I was told that I had type 2 diabetes. And I think it is something that people don't appreciate the seriousness of diabetes if you don't take it serious enough.
Mm-hmm.
And doctors and that have been working with me, you know, to try and keep it under control.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we're going to get on top of that. But, mm-hmm. you know, Belfast City Council may have come in, particularly I see things now as Lord Mayor that I wouldn't normally see as a councillor. And I have been involved with AIDS Friendly Belfast and Keeping Well at Home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Belfast, it's part of our Belfast agenda, our active Belfast project, which aims to promote, you know, healthy living. Mm-hmm. And increase physical activity for all our citizens in Belfast. And I have had the opportunity to go around some of our parks and new leisure centres. And Belfast is investing more than any other place in the United Kingdom in their whole leisure transformation.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing these state-of-the-art leisure centres to encourage more people to go in and take up activities to keep them fit in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Belfast is really stepping up to the mark here, mm-hmm. and encouraging people to get out. You know, you only have to go to our parks, and we have the outdoor gyms. We're developing opening spaces. The men's sheds is another good example,
mm-hmm.
of how the council gets involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's one where I live, you know, in the Shankill, and I have to say it's amazing where a no disused piece of land was developed into a community grown space,
yes.
with allotments and an orchard. There's a beehive in it now. There's right. a men's shed,
yeah.
all in the middle of a working class area beside a peace line.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of people who would go and children from the school and men just to work in it. And what they do is when they reap the benefit during this time of the year and the potatoes are being dug up, you know, they give them out to the needy or the old people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about giving something back as well. But there's an awful lot Belfast is doing, Belfast Council are doing, to encourage people to be out and to be more active.
Yeah. Well, I love Belfast. I have to say, I just, born and reared, now I'm living in Antrim, but I still love it. So, Lord Mayor, I guess we're coming, we've only got a couple of questions. You talked a wee bit about your health there, and I guess what are your interests now that some of the things that you used to do are becoming a wee bit more difficult? What sort of get your day in, if you want, when you're downtime, when you're not the Lord Mayor.
Well, my job is a councillor, and I'm a great listener.
Mm-hmm.
I love listening to people, and you know, I love helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done for 20 odd years as a community representative and a public rep. But my downtime, I love spending time with my family whenever mm-hmm. I get the chance. I don't think you get much downtime when you're a public rep, particularly in the area that I represent,
yeah.
in the Shankill,
yes,
but I
yes.
love doing it.
Yes.
I choose to do the job. But fishing, love taking my two young lads out fishing, so I did. And young Frank, he was a great wee footballer, and through his junior
mm-hmm.
stint at football, I went every Saturday morning faithfully with him and watched them playing football and really get into it, met other people and parents and whatever. So that's the type of hobbies that I've liked over this last number of years when I get the chance to do them.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously the pandemic has had a massive impact on you as Lord Mayor. It's had a massive impact on us all. So
yeah.
what can we all look forward to, or as Belfast citizens, what can we look forward to coming out of this pandemic, Lord Mayor?
I think we will come out of it stronger.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come out of it better. Belfast and the people in Belfast are very resilient people. And all I can tell you that I have traveled north, south, east and west this last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in every community. And I have just been totally gobsmacked at the generosity, the support, the work that people are doing. And another thing that I've noticed, the coming together of our city, where there's no barriers, there's no peace lines, there's no peace walls. People are working together to make sure that no one goes without. And that has been very impressive. And I've probably seen it more during this role than I would have when not doing it. And I have to say to you, I'm so proud for every last person in this city. They've come through a lot, and I think we'll come out of it stronger.
Very good. I think that out of, I guess, a pandemic comes opportunity. And the opportunity, as you've just rightly said, are coming together is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, Lord Mayor, that was absolutely perfect. Thank you for taking the time to answer a couple of questions. And what we'll do is, I think we'll call it a day now. Is that okay, Brian?
Yes.
Yep, that's it. So that's our recording over. Frank, thanks very much for doing that for us. That's perfect.
That's brilliant.
And as I say, once we have it done, I'll send you the wee link, and you can listen to it yourself.
Not a problem. Thanks very much, and happy Christmas to you.
Christmas.